Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the sound a doggy makes. Mr. Connery.
Moo.
No.
Well, that's the sound your mother made last night.
720 WGN, Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our first guest was on SNL from 95 to 2009. That was him as Sean Connery on Jeopardy.
And I love to laugh. He makes me laugh.
The last time we spoke to him, his book was released. His book is entitled, God, If You're Not Up Here, I'm Effed. It's the very funny Daryl Hammond, who will be appearing at Zany's November 1st to 3rd. Daryl, how are you?
Hi, Daryl.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for that lavish intro. Nicely done.
Big wind up there.
Now, when you hear the SNL sound bites of you doing Sean Connery or Bill Clinton, is it happy for you, or does it bring back bad memories?
No. There was maybe 2-3 years where I never would look at any clips or listen to any audio. You know, for instance, like you just played of Celebrity Jeopardy. And then one day I did, and I thought, hey, that's not too bad. That's pretty good, you know, because I feel like, you know, most of the stuff I've done wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but every once in a while you feel like you come closer than others, and this Sean Connery and Celebrity Jeopardy thing, it was pretty funny. That one I came closer to getting right than others.
Well, Dylan, I think we all feel like that when we hear ourselves or see ourselves on TV, we look at ourselves like, oh my God, we look terrible, we need to step up our game. I think we all feel that way.
Yeah, I know there was an episode, I did an episode of Criminal Minds last year, and I've done like some dramatic parts in the past and all that, but, you know, and it went well, you know, the reviews were good, but I saw myself and I was like, oh my God, you are so fat. just like, you know, not that it affects, you know, as a character actor, you're doing these character parts, I don't have to be skinny.
Right.
But I thought, you are a slob. Because, you know, I look in the mirror and I dress in black, which is kind of slimming, and I look in the mirror and I go, all right, that's okay. I'm okay. That's good enough. You know, but then you see yourself on camera. Woo, boy, I definitely need to drop a couple of pounds, I think.
Daryl, when you or you're doing Criminal Minds, which is sort of a serious role, do you like the serious or do you prefer the funny?
You know what? There's one coming out that I like the most. One of the best things I've did. Or most enjoyable things on Adult Swim, a show called Dream Corps. And I play a guy who had his teeth taken out and put back in. Let's just put it that way. He's come for revenge, and it's all tongue in cheek. It's sort of magical realism. But some of these characters, when they let me do people that I've seen in the past, people that I took notes on when I was tending bar, you know, or riding on the subway, and when they asked me to do these parts, I think, you know, I know someone. This might be right. I did Damages. I did a guy that I used to wait on. It turned out was, you know, quite the hit man, as it were. And I did him.
Well, how do you come up with?
Yes. Interesting. Yeah.
How do you come up with your characters? Because I read that you. It's like you visualize your characters as colors. I can't remember the word for that. What's it called?
Yeah. Synesthesia.
Synesthesia. It sounds
synesthesia,
like
synesthesia, yeah.
Sounds
visualize
like anesthesia.
Your characters as colors. I visualize words as colors. I was just talking about that.
Yeah, it's the, I don't know, I went to an experimental school for 6 months when I was 10 years old and suddenly was able to do things that I had never been able to do in school because they taught me with colors only. So, wow. You know, that's part of it. Like this past weekend, I did a show for Billy Crystal and Kevin Kline and Annette Bening, and it was for Audible Books. It was a show that Billy had written. And I played three parts, and I went in there in the morning, the first rehearsal, and sat down with Billy, and he adjusted my throat, my voice. You know, he's a genius, that guy. And he, and suddenly those colors started to become, you know, more apparent to me.
Wow.
I don't know why, but you say you do that with words, though, right?
I do it with words. So, like, my last name is Manzura, so I associate M with black. But if someone's last name was Benson, it's blue.
What?
Daryl right. is yellow. I mean, everything has a different color.
Yeah, mine, Bill Clinton, was orange. You know, Dick Cheney was royal blue. Trump was, you know, boudoir red.
Trump, to me, is a burnt orange.
Huh?
Trump, to me, when I see it, it's burnt orange.
That's his face.
I used to say that about Clinton as well.
Yeah.
Burnt orange is a wonderful color. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand this because I memorize things like numbers with jersey numbers, like Walter Payton, 34, Roland Harper, 35, Mike Hartenstein, 73, Scottie Pippen, 33. It's not the same
thing,
is it? It's very
interesting because... I don't know, but it is a way that your brain learns quickly, you know?
So it's just
and,
a game.
There are experimental, like I said, it was an experimental class, and they tried to figure out how each child learned, and I'm sure there were some people in there that, you know, did Hank Aaron, you know, 44, Mickey Mantle, 7,
right.
Roger Maris, 9.
Yeah.
Look at the sports guys you guys are
trying to
totally different teams. You can tell who's from where.
Right.
Yeah, I think the number, the color name thing for me just happened. I was never in an experimental class. Maybe I should have been. But I find that fascinating. I was just talking about it off the air with a total group of different people. And the fact that you just brought that up is really interesting. Daryl, you are the king of impersonation. Who is your favorite? And then my follow-up is, what's the most important thing when you're trying to nail an impersonation? Is it body movements or is it voice inflection?
I think, you know, I learned most of everything I did, you know, at SNL when you're on the clock. So you don't have time. So you pick up, you know, one or two hand gestures quick, you know, really fast. And then you get into the voice, and if you're lucky, it'll be similar to something that you've done before. You know, like Al Sharpton, you know, I knew a guy that spoke sort of like Al Sharpton before, you know, like that blueberry pie. You know, when I was a kid, I would come home from school, my mother would make blueberry pie, you know.
Right. I think
it was quick.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I think your Ray Romano and Ted Koppel are a little similar. Would I be right on that?
I never did Ray Romano, but Ted Koppel was very similar to Phil Donahue.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Is Ted Koppel still alive? Is he still around?
Yes, he's still around. He was, you know, but when I auditioned for Lauren, he had me come in and do every impression I could think of, and I did. Man, I did so many. I was out, and so finally it came down to Filthy Ted Koppel and Donahue and German, and I had Ted Koppel. And this is really embarrassing, but I'll tell you anyway.
I love that. This is great.
I had Ted Koppel saying, "See my tiny, big, and shiny makes you giggle to see it wiggle," right? Which is very close to the trees in Wizard of Oz, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. One of the great things about your Clinton is the lip gesture at the end. And I heard you tell a story about when you were going in for your colonoscopy. And was it true that the doctor asked you to do Clinton or asked you what would Clinton do at this moment?
Yeah, it's 1,000% true. And she was, the thing about her was she was, I thought, inappropriately attractive for the job. She was extremely attractive. And, you know, they were paling you with this instrument. And I was quite nervous because I never had anything enter me, let's say. I remember the second it touched me in the area, I confess that I made this sound, I went, huh, like, huh, like that. And she looked over at me and she went, oh, what would Clinton say?
Oh, no.
I said, he would say, what's a nice girl like you with her hand in a place like that, you know? We all had a good laugh there at the anesthesiologist that day.
I'm sure you've met Clinton over the years. Do you remember the first time that you met him?
Yes. The first thing I remember was how close he stands to people when he wants to take them over or overpower them. He was standing so close to me, and I just said, the first thing I said to him was, I'm not even going to pretend that I don't feel stupid. And he looks at me like I was one of the most important things that ever happened to him. Like, I've never had anyone quite look at me like that.
Yeah.
And he says, but Daryl, I make the headlines, but you look terrific. That's what he said. He said, I think you look terrific. And I was like, wow, I would sleep with you. If you keep talking like that, I would totally have sex with you, and I'm not gay, but I don't think I'd have to be to continue. But it was very, very unnerving. And yet, boy, that guy can charm you.
We had him on the air once, and I felt like he was talking to us like we were the most important people in the world.
Over the phone.
And he couldn't even see us. And I was like, he loves us. One of the other impersonations I love, and I love to hear it, and I don't even know if it's relevant anymore, is Regis Philbin.
You know, I see Regis on the Upper West Side in New York, and you hear that famous voice, and I saw him talking to Tony Danza one time, just having a conversation, and the thing about Regis is he says things twice, and the second time, it sort of upsets him. So he'll say something like, Joey and I went down in a cave in Tijuana that was 1,000 years old. It was 1,000 years old.
That is so true. That is so Regis.
I'm actually going to start doing that myself.
Right.
Say it twice.
You can do Regis.
I'm going to say it twice.
Daryl Hammond at Zanies, November 1st through the 3rd. Go to zanies.com. He's right there on the front page. Daryl, great to talk to you again, and we'll see you when you come to town, okay?
Oh, I hope so. That'd be great.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Take care.
Take care.
The very funny Daryl Hammond.
I could listen to his impersonations all day.
So funny.
Yeah.
Got some great stories. All right. It's 720 WGN.